PMM 531.
Miller's My Ngangana series, if you haven't heard about it, is a new set of children's books promoting the learning of basic Ngangana Samoa. Written for preschool and junior school te Maiti, was launched last week in time to coincide with Samoan Language Week. Author Dalia Malaiulu joins me now from Wellington. Marosoi fua, Dalia, and thank you so much for your time this morning.
Marosoi fua, Brian. Tarafalava.
And firstly, Dalia, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your work as a writer?
Yeah, sure. Well, my background is in education. I've been an educator for over 12 years in the primary sector, in an intermediate classroom. So that's kind of where the writing experience came from. And I developed social learning stories for my own children at home when they were younger. And then I integrated the Ngangana into those stories. Which have now become the Miller's My Ngangana series.
And before we continue, where do your parents hail from in Samoa, Dalia?
Yeah, o loko mai e so mai Sinomonga, loko tina e so mai Vaivase Tai.
Very good to get that shout out there, especially yes. During Samoan Language Week, and Mum and Dad go, yay, yay! Now, can you tell us more about Miller's My Ngangana?
Yeah, absolutely. So they are a set of actually six early Ngangana readers, and we've released the first three. And what they do is they're based on early Ngangana concepts and helping to teach our te Maiti these concepts, as well as providing kind of a scaffold and a model for those who are first teachers to our te Maiti, like parents and our whai aonga who are non-Samoan as well as Samoan, to develop their own confidence in helping our children to develop their cultural identity through our Ngangana.
The inspiration behind the books, please, Dalia?
Yes, there's a certain level, so definitely my children were my inspiration, Mason and Hisaya, they're 5 and 7 at the moment, and as a mother just wanting to ensure that we support and develop their cultural identity through passing on our language, as language is the heart of any culture, we believe, and as an educator, I'd seen a lot of our Pacifica students actually declining and losing their own access and participation and understanding of their own Pacifica culture. So it really made me think, how are we supposed to support our Pacifica, and specifically Samoan students, to achieve when they didn't really understand what it meant to be Samoan? So developing these stories really helped us, or really helped me as a parent, as well as some of my friends who gave some really good feedback and colleagues. And they believe a lot. We've got a lot of feedback about how it actually reflects today's generation around the language loss and what we're experiencing today, and the concerns of our language.
And in terms of the writing process and getting feedback, did that include as well testing on your children or other young children, like nephews yes. and nieces, and how they helped in terms of the input?
Yes, absolutely. So the thing you find with teaching is whatever you put in front of a child, it must be engaging and must sustain that engagement. And they also obviously need to get something from it. So developing these resources, it was really important that those three things were met. I developed them as social stories first, then social stories in the education world kind of help you to teach social skills like making friends or cleaning up or going to the toilet, little things like that when they were younger. But inserting the Ngangana in there actually helped to normalise the language for them, and they picked up numbers, they picked up lano. So that's my kind of experiment, my testing that I did. I also passed it on to friends and their children, as well as feedback. My friend who is the illustrator, Darcy Sorlea, he's also an educator. So we had kind of feedback circles around us, which really helped and supported the tusi.
Now, since the launch, you've been touring schools with your books, I understand.
Yes, so this week we're visiting 9, possibly 10 schools. We've added one more. And it's really about just promoting our Ngangana, as well as having our own te Maiti. So my school, Wainuiomata Intermediate, has a cultural Pacifica leadership group. And I always, every year, annually, we kind of tour schools just to promote it and to give these kids opportunities and experiences, because I believe that's what it's about. If we provide these rich and engaging experiences and opportunities, and kind of let our children shine in what they're naturally good at. And especially when we have to harness the culture and language and provide opportunities for them to shine, our te miti, then they are the best ones to kind of honestly pass that language on, be great to their peers, pass the knowledge, as well as having them to see that there is a place for our language and culture in the world, and that it's normal, and that it shouldn't be just for 1 week, and that it's important to share who you are, where you come from, and that you can succeed. Yeah, so as Samoan or as Pacifica in today's world.
Dahlia, with the next three books in the series, when are you looking to release those?
Oh, hopefully by the end of the year. We're kind of letting this first set breathe a bit. Obviously, it's been since last Friday since the launch. We'll get some more round of feedback, because it's almost like teaching. It's never the end. Even though it's a finished product, you still want to get feedback. You still want to refine it. You still want to ensure that it's reflecting the generation and serving the people who it's for, like our te miti, Afakasi, our New Zealand born, our even Samoan born te miti, as well as our parents, who are first, second or third generation Samoans, and our whaaonga, who are Samoan and non-Samoan. So there's a lot of feedback and circles that we kind of need to visit, and focus groups that we would like to set up and get that feedback back before we kind of make any adjustments to the next three.
Mm. And are you looking at other books in the future as well, beyond this?
Absolutely, absolutely. So In total, I've probably written over 20 for my own children. So these are only six of them. And this, there's certain levels that I've kind of categorized them. So for example, these first sets are based around the early Ngangana concepts, of, lanu and numbers, numera, as well as, aso le vai aso. And then I believe that we can in future that we can kind of go up a level of phrases and sentences, because what we're finding is that there's a huge gap. So there's a one-word concept resources of, for example, chair, nafua, and they're the bilingual traditional types of tusi, and then it jumps straight into sentences, which doesn't really serve the needs of a lot of our te miti who aren't born in Samoan, and Samoan isn't their first language. So we find that our gaps kind of Aotusi scaffold that gap, so that there are steps in between, and so that you can have that gradual process where you will hopefully be fluent in reading sentences in Samoan and using them and normalising them in the classroom and in your home and with your friends. So things like that, yeah, definitely can see it in the future.
Dahlia, can you tell us a bit about your journey in the Ngangana? I'm going to assume that you were New Zealand born, but tell me about your journey and maybe learning or embracing your Samoan language, culture, identity.
Yes, absolutely. So I'm definitely New Zealand born Samoan. I actually grew up in Wainuiomata, and for a phase of my life, I actually thought I was Māori for a while. and that was when I was younger, and obviously I was involved in kapahaka in school. There wasn't anything Pacifica really around us or within the community that I was aware of being that young. And then we ended up going to Samoa Mitsitisi Church, and it was there that really became the cultural hub, and a lot of my friends as well as church members became teachers. And it was really through these people and the types of people as well that kind of took me under their wing and explained and communicated and built the confidence in me and to enable me to participate in our anganu'u as well as our ngangana. So I'm definitely still a learner. I am working towards fluency, but throughout my life, obviously being a teacher and a mother, it's definitely highlighted the huge need that we need to kind of sustain and ensure the future of our language and our culture. So that's where I've kind of been from and where I'm heading. But yeah.
That's awesome. And of course, Samoan Language Week, some words of encouragement for our listeners, and always targeting our New Zealand born, those not confident in speaking their mother tongue, Dahlia.
Yes, absolutely. Just three words. First one, tama whai, so keep trying, don't give up. The next one would be a'o, practice and learn from your efforts and from those who are amazing teachers for you and role models. And then repeat. You just keep doing it. Tama whai, a'o, and repeat. That is all.
I love that formula. Very good. And since you've already made the two shout-outs to Wainui, we'll do the third shout-out to Wainui, those people in the valley, one way in and one way out still. thank you so much, Dahlia Malaiulu, and all the very best. And look forward to catching up with you, closer to the time for the release of the second set of books. But whakatau te rere lava.